Okay, referring back to Cannon Woods subdivision, Mr. Lank, what'd you find out?
Well, I had printed the January 14, 2009 minutes, which were the decision. I had to go back and get the May 22nd, 2008,
okay,
where the public hearing was held. So let me...
We never missed a beat. We kept on moving, so it's okay.
You kept it on going. Let me see.
So that Mr. Lank doesn't feel so much time pressure, let's go ahead and do...
It says that sidewalks could be placed on at least one side of all streets. That was a statement made by the applicant or their representative. Doesn't say, just says that they could be placed on one side. And then a condition that came out stated... As stated by the applicant, sidewalks shall be located on one side of all streets. Said could, and then the condition was shall. The applicant said could be.
And that was our condition, right?
Yes, it was.
It was our commission, okay.
Open that up back up for comments.
Okay, well.
There's any.
Well, seeing as how you all think I have a reputation for being Mr. Sidewalks, I do have heritage to support.
I figured it would start with you.
But I do know that, having said that, I do know that the commission has, in the past, with standard lot subdivisions, permitted the removal of sidewalks. So I know we've done that in situations. Not always with my agreement. Because, again, my concern always is with safe pedestrian travel. Whether it's one sidewalk on one side of the street or both sides of the street, which is preferential, but in any case, you know, we're still talking about 99 lots and people that have to travel or may want to travel from one place to the other while having to drive the car. So that always concerns me. What are we doing in terms of pedestrian travel? So whether it's sidewalks or pathways, whatever you want to have, I think it's important because, you know, we're, as a society, we're doing a lot more walking, exercising. And, you know, while we're not designers of subdivisions, I think we have to take into account, you know, some of the best practices of what should be involved in designing the community. So so that's doesn't help you out a whole lot, but that's where I am. I don't know.
Mr. Burton, I can tell you, it's not required by code, of course. It was kind of proffered by the applicant. The big thing to me in these is that since they're not required by code, it's no lots have been conveyed, so there's no harm, no foul, as we used to say in basketball officiating. So as long as the two players aren't punching each other in the nose and are happy, we just let them keep wrestling, you know. And so for me, this is not a big request for me to vote in favor of.
I don't think it was. I don't think they were proffered. I think it was pointed out that it was possible to do that. I suspect that. In the context that it was probably a question that was asked and answered and then and moved on. But I'm not particularly disturbed by this one.
If I may make one more comment. I do get disturbed when the requests come in and they state something like, due to market conditions. Well, the market conditions is, what market condition are you talking about? You're talking about their pocketbook. Not the conditions at large. As we know, there's been some improvement in the building that's taking place. We're seeing more projects coming to us seeking approval or working their way through the system that perhaps might have been sunsetted otherwise. So, you know, that doesn't hold water a whole lot for me. I wanted to just speak the truth. We just want to save blank dollars. you know, by not putting in sidewalks. You know, it's one thing if they're saying, well, we can't do it due to the layout of the land and the need for swales, et cetera, for stormwater management or whatever, but market conditions just, that's one of those phrases that just doesn't quite sit or pass up.
Well, our ordinance has nothing, contains nothing about having to ensure anyone's profitability or anything else. So it's really not a, it's not a land use argument, frankly, just not.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak twice.
I appreciate it. I guess I got more heartburn when it is a cluster, when it's a real tighter community, and this one is not, and it is in a rural area. Mr. Chairman, my motion for Canaan Woods subdivision requested to sidewalks is for approval.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the request to delete sidewalks walks for the Canaan Woods subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.